It is a great comfort and great consolation, I'm sure, to you, Anya, and to Robert and Shauna's family, that so many people who were affected by this tragedy, most directly, members of family, parents and loved ones, are here present with you this morning, journeying with you, and also those who were with Robert and Shauna in the shop. Thank you for your presence with us this morning. While this week has been a very tough week, it is just over a week since the tragedy that took the 10 lives of our friends, loved ones, children's parents, siblings, and so on, from this community and from the surrounding areas. Of course, it is natural that there is still that feeling of shock, that feeling of numbness, that feeling of not knowing how we are, still grieving and mourning. The heartbreak is so visible in our eyes, the eyes of people, emanating and showing through our eyes the feelings that are in our hearts and in our thoughts. We are gathered here this morning once again to say farewell to a father and his beloved and much loving, beautiful little girl. We are a community, and I pray that you too, Anya, and your family, and Robert's family, and Shauna's family, may be strengthened by the support and prayers and messages of support from so many people around the world. For those of you who have come from Britain, King Charles expressed his sympathies to our president, and we are grateful for that. And also Pope Francis is with us in prayer and was so very saddened personally to hear of the deaths here in Chrysler, and then particularly of children and ones so very young. We as a community, please God, will get that strength. We are thinking of you, the family in other parts of the world, and particularly of the family in Zimbabwe, in a very special way. And we pray that God may help you and help the family at home. Ne matam butsika. Dear friends, the power of people, regardless of how far away they are from Chrysler, was and is heard by each and every one. From all around the world, we are comforted, as I said, by those prayers and those messages, and thank everyone for thinking of our little Chrysler and our beloved people who have died and those who continue to be in hospital as a result of the accident are so very much in our hearts at this time. Are you, Anya, are Robert's children, first and foremost of all, together with Anya and all the family. We, again, just generally want to thank everyone who helped us. We cannot say thanks enough times, but thank you from the very depths and the very depths of our hearts. We are grateful to all who helped us. We are a community that carries a broken heart together with other communities, with schools, with creches, and with so many different parts of our community here and other communities in Zimbabwe, in Dublin, Edenmore, and so on, and in our local schools and centres of childcare. We, hopefully, with the help of counselling, and I urge again, make use of that counselling, will help us, and will help us to deal with the terrible sadness that we are experiencing. And it is with that help, with that prayer, and that community, and people reaching out to us, people walking with us, that will carry us, and will continue through prayer and healing. Through prayer we will get healing and strength from God, to God who wants to wrap his arms and who has his arms around us and who is helping us and in whose presence we pray both Robert and Shauna now are side by side, as they were side by side in the shop. Her father, I'm sure, in that split second, just wanting to help and protect his beautiful daughter so very much, side by side here. We pray that they are side by side in heaven. From the photograph this morning, it was from one of Shauna's creches or play schools, and there's a very beautiful tribute on the photograph. And I've just taken this as a sample of the many tributes. In time of great sorrow, our thoughts will remain on our beautiful Shauna, who loved to entertain. Shauna could always be heard with a giggle, and when sitting down, she sure did like to wiggle. On her pink scooter, she'd come to the gate with Kylo and Toe, her little dog mate. So chatty and bubbly, she just loved to play and have fun with her friends each and every day. Shauna was amazingly talented at art. She will always have a special place in our hearts. Her great love of animals was clear to be seen, caring for all creatures, a great vet she would have been. She was a lovable character with a mischievous way, and we will miss her so much forever and a day. Shauna had only been in school for a few weeks here in Scullwarra in Creasla, but it feels like the staff knew her much longer. And her teacher writes this about her. Long before she ever started school, she was a little girl who went by on her scooter on her way to her play school every day. And she always had that little wave into the yard and was so eager to get started that she was often asking her mum or dad, could she come in and play? And I remember the staff in the staff room actually talking about that point. Kathleen, her teacher, has so many fond memories of Shauna. From her first day in school, it was obvious that she had that great artistic ability, displaying skills far beyond that of any junior infant. She was happiest in her class when doing her art or her colouring. Only last week, Shauna took in some of her daddy's drawings and loved showing these to the class with such pride. Shauna spoke often of you, her mammy, and her daddy at school, and of her dog Kylo, and one of her home activities was to draw a picture of you, her family, and she delighted in showing this also to the class with great pride. She spoke with pride and love when pointing out to who each one of you in that drawing was. She had a brilliant sense of humour and loved her friends, and each day she would be asking the teacher, like most children, was it nearly playtime or could she go to the park, as she loved playing with her friends. She was so caring, and if she saw a classmate upset or in need of help, she was sure to run over to them, give them a hug, and to help them. She loved her style. She was a girl with beautiful shiny shoes and fantastic coats. She had a spare pencil case to school, which had her mirror and other bits to make sure she looked her best. She got that trait from Dublin and from Zimbabwe. And she was just so beautiful. A truly wonderful girl who left a lasting impression on all she met. And she, together with her dad, were very well known in this community. They were, together with her dad and mum, such a familiar sight up and down the road. They were always together, that little unit. Her dad was so very proud of his family, his Zimbabwean roots. He was very proud of his homeland. We know his dad taught in St. Mary's Mission School, or high school, or the school that was there, in Zimbabwe. And he always liked to keep that link with home, and that was very important to him. Proud of his children, And I remember seeing him. I often talked with Bob or Robert, and I remember him up at the shop one day with his scooter, and there were a few workmen returning from work, and he was showing them how wonderful the scooter was. Now, I didn't attempt the scooter. It would have been a bit of a balancing act. But he just had that friendliness, and keeping fit and keeping well was so important to him. And he had that beautiful love for little Shauna, together with you, Anya. And Anya, we would love to be able to reach into your heart this morning to take away your pain. But with great love, there is great pain. So it is understandable that there is so much pain this morning. But they will remain with you. They will remain close to you. They will be with you and your brother, or your brother, your father, your sister, your partner will remain close to you in God. Shauna, down in the estate, was such a welcome to the estate in which they lived. Because, no disrespect to those in the estate, there were more older people in the estate. And they adopted Shauna like a little granddaughter. They were like her grandparents down there. The people down there, while the rest of us loved seeing Shauna, Robert, and her mum, that little beauty, beautiful, beautiful child. Down in that estate, she was even extra special because she gave them down there a newness of life. She was a radiant beacon of light, of happiness and joy, putting chickens, living chickens that is, into a little cart and wheeling them along. So she just didn't take Kylo with her bike to school. She had amazing ingenuity for a child, and I have no doubt she could have achieved anything that she would have set her mind to in life. Dear friends, all of that does not take away from how incomprehensible it is, how difficult it is to comprehend the loss of a young man and a beautiful 5-year-old child. How it is such a struggle to come to terms with such a loss. We are a people of faith. And we really trust those words of Jesus. When Jesus says, "Let the little children come to me, do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs." And we trust in God's word. We trust in God's forgiveness. We trust in God's warm embrace. And we pray that Robert and Shauna, Robert is now with his parents. Shauna is now with her grandparents who have gone ahead of her. We pray also this morning for her grandmother in Dublin, as we pray for all of you, the family. We pray that God has both of them in his arms, in his loving mercy, in his generosity, and in his love, and that he will help you. He will help you, Anya. He will help you, the family, and give you comfort and give you consolation. And you will continue, as you leave this place to go to your own homes, you will continue to be in our hearts and in our prayers, as will all 10 of those who have gone ahead of us. Dear friends, while our hearts will remain sad for many, many years in this community, and the pain will continue in our community and in your communities for a long, long time, we will also feel the warm radiance of the rising sun each morning as we walk through our lives. And we will always know and hold in a very special place in our hearts Shauna, Bob, and the other eight who have gone before us, knowing that they will forever walk with us. And dear friends, that is what will bring us comfort, and it brings us a little bit of comfort this morning, knowing that as we begin this journey now in our community and in our families, to seek that healing that can only come from God and whose presence our loved ones are. Let us always remember them at the altar of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.